Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, my Muslim and Christian audience. Welcome back to our program. If you remember, last program, we start talking about the sinlessness of Jesus Christ. That Jesus is the only person described as sinless in the Bible and in the Quran and in the Hadith. And if you tell me, what is Hadith? Hadith is everything Muhammad said or did. Muhammad is who Muslims consider as their prophet. Let me give you one Hadith. According to Muhammad, Jesus' sinlessness was a fact. He is the only person who was never influenced by Satan. And you can find that as an example in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 4, number 506. Okay, now there is another important fact, which is, according to al-Bukhari, al-Bukhari is one of the most reliable record of what Muhammad said and did. Al-Bukhari noted, so he collected everything Muhammad said and did, and he noted that even Muhammad fell under the effect of evil spirits. Okay, and I don't want to give you all the references all the time because that will take much of our time. But if you contact me, of course, I will provide you with these references. And the one I just mentioned to you, that Muhammad fell under the effect of evil spirits, is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 8, number 89. According to Khan's translation. Okay, so let me tell you what al-Bukhari recorded. Aisha, one of Muhammad's wife, reported an incident in which Muhammad was imagining he had performed sexual relations with his wives, when actually he had not. Then Muhammad prayed to Allah regarding this problem, and Allah answered his prayer by sending two men to him in a dream. Muhammad heard one of them asking the other, "What is wrong with this man?" You know, what is wrong with Muhammad? The other replied, "He's under the effect of magic." Aha. This hadith reference goes on to say that Muhammad learned from his dream the identity of the person who performed the evil magic, as well as the material used and its location. Muslim scholars explain that because of the dream God gave to Muhammad, he was able to recognize that he was under the effect of evil magic. Now, compare what I just shared with you with the facts we have in the gospel according to Mark, one of Jesus' disciples, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. We see that Jesus displayed power over all evil spirits. And Mark chapter 5 is one of those examples. Jesus met a man with an unclean spirit, evil spirit, with divine authority. Jesus commanded the unclean spirit, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." The man was set free immediately. Therefore, my Muslim friend, and I know so many of my Muslim friends and hundreds of millions of Muslims all over the world believe the harmful effect of evil spirit. And I am talking to you right now. Jesus is the only person who can protect you and your family and to protect me from the attacks of Satan and his evil spirits. Okay, let me move on now to another fact. It is an easy matter to establish from the Bible, from the Quran, from the Hadith, that all people have sinned. Sin resides in every human being. And please consider a couple of evidence. according to the gospel in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, we read, there is no one righteous, not even one. Okay? And I haven't met one that is an angel. And the hadith, one of the most reliable hadith, says, Satan circulates in the human mind as blood circulates in it. Muhammad said that. It is recorded in the Quran. Muhammad said, nor do I absolve my own self of blame. The human soul is certainly prone to evil. Wow. The human soul is certainly prone to evil. I was talking to a Muslim man. I invited him to lunch. And he told me, no, Muhammad was not a sinner. The prophets never sinned. I told him, no, this is not what the facts tells us. And that's why I want to give you my book. Look, and I open page 129 in my book. And I read to him references to sins that the prophets committed and everybody commit. And he said, why you want to tell me that? I told him, because that shows you the unique sinlessness of Jesus Christ. It is helpful to consider that the Quran and the Bible attribute sin to all the prophets, other great prophets, and to all people. And for example, Adam, Surah 7, verses 22 and verse 23, so by deceit he brought about their fall when they tasted of the tree. And their Lord called unto them, did I not forbid you that tree? They, Adam and Eve, said, our Lord, we have wronged our own souls. So here you have it, the sins of Adam. And we have a whole chapter in the book about Adam's disobedience that caused him to be cast out of heaven and lose the presence of God because of one sin, one disobedience. Let me give you one more example. Abraham committed sin of lying because he was afraid. Genesis 12, verse 13, and in Surah 26, verse 82, Abraham asks, and who I hope will forgive me my faults on the day of judgment? And Jonah disobeyed God. Jonah 1. Then the big fish did swallow him. We read that in Surah 37, verse 142. The big fish swallowed Jonah, and he had done acts worthy of blame. We will continue next program mentioning the sins of Moses and Quranic references to Muhammad's sins. But before I end the program, I want to mention to you that I'm scheduled to speak on Sunday morning in a few churches, and if you're interested to attend, you can contact me. And also, if I can be of any further help to you praying or helping you reach your Muslim friends or acquaintances, please don't hesitate to contact me. Remember, I am here to serve you. Many people, when they call, they are surprised that I answer the phone myself. My job is to help as many believers as possible share Jesus effectively with Muslims. My precious audience, my precious Muslim friends, if you never put your faith in Jesus, that he is your savior, he is the person that God sent from heaven, God made manifest in the flesh, to pay the penalty for your sins, today is a good day. Just say this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for loving me to come down to earth through the person of Jesus Christ and pay the penalty for my sins. Jesus, I put my faith in you right now that you are my savior from all my sins. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a child of God. Thank you, God, for guiding me to Jesus Christ. And God, we pray that you will use us, use me and my Christian audience. Equip us, God, and use us to help millions of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.